Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both our radio audience joining us out of Atlanta's 106liveradio.com, as well as joining us out of Yazoo City, Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, and our online audience. We're glad that you all could join us once again. Author Tommy Mabry is back with us today to talk to us not only about his own journey that has led him to not only speaking across the country, but also sharing the great messages of his books. We're going to talk to him about his new book that was just released, If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It, as well as, of course, how being a family man has really helped to transform him and to motivate him in life, too. Tommy, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
Hey, welcome, man. It's a pleasure to be back, man. It's always an honor to be back talking to you, man. It's been a nice little journey since the first time we spoke.
Exactly. A lot has been going on with you. We're going to talk to you about that journey, Tommy, as well as, of course, what has kind of kept you motivated. You know, one of the things you share in the new book, you know, If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It, is, you know, the four B's for you: be confident, be determined, be motivated, and be yourself. I mean, do you think that determination, and especially the motivation, Tommy, is one of the reasons why you've been able to accomplish what you've accomplished?
Right. The four B's is like my amazing platform that I wake up to every day, because the be determined part, that's just telling me, Tommy, how far are you willing to go? And the things that's going on in the world, would you still keep that same momentum going, even when you don't get the support you may want, or you might not get the things you want at the time that you want it? How determined are you to just keep going? And when I ask myself that every morning, It amps me to just keep going and keep motivating myself, keep doing this, keep having the confidence to take on any assignment. And when I brainwash myself to those four B's, I'm phenomenal.
Yeah, that is it. You know, Tommy, your journey is an interesting one for a couple of reasons. One, because I remember from my first conversation and even from your first book, I mean, you know, people will look at where you were and say, you know what, if Tommy can make the changes that he has made, if he can learn from mistakes that he has, there's really no excuse for us. Do you think that's why you've been so impactful, especially in the schools? Because you're not just talking about something that you've heard. You are talking about something that you have lived and continue to live.
Right. And sorry, it really boiled down to me setting that standards, being that voice and that model for the kids, because you have certain kids and certain adults that really feel like it's certain tasks that they can't reach, or it's certain barriers they can't break. And I just feel like I need to limit all the excuses that especially our kids make. And it's not just that they are excuses. Some kids really just don't know. Like, I had a young man that told me in Atlanta that I told him something that he never heard before, and that just was me telling him, man, I came out of the same type of environment, and look what I'm doing now. I just told him, man, you can make it. You can do it. He said just those simple words that he can make it, he can do it. He said his mom never told him he can do that, or his dad never told him that. So it's just really about modeling what success looked like. And once you were able to do that, and what keep me busy and what keep me on the move is people see my story and they hear it through me and they know that it's real. Because I don't come at them like I'm better than them or nothing. I just bring them and catch them where they're at the moment. And I tell them about my story. And when I tell them the things that I went through, they're like, wow, if Tommy can do it, we can do it. Like, that's what I wake up to do. Like, if I don't show you what I'm capable of doing, if I don't show you what I'm about, then to me as a child, I don't feel like you got that direction yet. And it's just not me, it's everybody. If we don't model this to the kids, how can we hold them accountable?
That's true. Exactly. So speaking of accountability, I mean, that is one of the great things about you. You have kind of shared your journey with the world through social media, through the documentary that you've done, Tommy. I mean, you know, when you reflect on it, are you surprised? Are you surprised that you have been able to overcome the obstacles, to overcome the no's, and to become the person that you are today?
I think I'm more surprised at myself than the journey, because once I put myself in them shoes and I prayed about it, and from day one, the goal that I set to be that voice for the kids, everything that came with even the success success, everything that come from me telling myself that this is what I'm going to do, I don't limit myself to none of the things that I could accomplish. So it never surprised me that I made it to do this and do that, and I keep accomplishing this and that. I surprise myself more because I'm like, man, you could easily give up. Or you could, like, you could easily quit tomorrow and say that I'm not going to do this. But for me to just keep going, that's the only thing that I'm really proud of. One of my biggest accomplishments in life is accepting who Tommy Mabry is. Because once the day that I said I'm accept my flaws, the things that I did in life, whenever I told myself that I'm this Tommy Mabry from this day forward, I'm not nothing else on TV, I'm not Lil Wayne, I'm not none of the things that I see on TV, I'm Tommy Mabry. And from that day, that's my biggest accomplishment because I was able to tackle certain assignments knowing that I accept myself. That makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And I think it's a great thing for all of us to remember when it comes to the importance of being ourselves. I think that goes back to the bees, Tommy, that confidence that you have in who you are and the person that you're able to be. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Glad to welcome back Tommy Mabry to our program today. We're talking to him not only about the journey in life that he's been able to be on, but also his brand-new book released this year, If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It. I've already written my review on Amazon.com. I'll be reminding you guys that you can get your book here in a moment. But, you know, Tommy, in the book, you know, one of the things that it's funny that you spend so much time in schools, because as you were getting in trouble, as we're able to find out in your first book as well as in the book, If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It, is that one of your thoughts was as you were hiding underneath your bed is, man, I should have gone to school. I think, you know, that is just one of the things, you know, that we're able to see in the book. But also I think, you know, the idea of your parents, because that goes to what you and I were talking about before we went live. I mean, I can imagine it's one thing to hear from, you know, our parents as to what we should do and what's expected. Now you're a parent yourself. Now you're a family man yourself. How has that shaped you and continued to inspire you along this journey to have not only that responsibility, but also that support at home?
Wow. That hit home a lot because that's my why for everything I do. That's my stable ground that I have. When I wake up in the morning, I know it's bigger than me now versus when I was just single. When I first read my first book, I didn't have my daughter. I wasn't married. I was just out in the world trying to accomplish things, and I was doing it by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when I say by myself is I didn't have that support group from a lady or that stability. You know what I'm saying? My wife is like my best partner ever because she holds me accountable to things that no other person ever holds me accountable to.
Yeah.
She's really my accountability partner. And when my daughter came along and my stepson, it gave me my wife to live. Like, if I wake up every morning, I'm thinking if I don't go out here and work, if I don't go and do the job that I'm doing, it's somebody that I'm missing out on, and it reflects back on my family because I'm the provider, not only for the money's sake, I have to be a role model for my daughter and my son. So
right.
When they see my work, they like, okay, if he can leave home and keep this work up, just imagine what he is at home. Like, I'm not just faking it to them. So they see this is my everyday living. This is how I carry myself. And I don't want my son to grow up thinking that the thing that I did was acceptable. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, well, Tommy, you grew up like, no, this is what I'm setting the guideline. This is how you live. This is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do that. And my son, he looked up to me just like I looked up to the negative role models growing up. He looked up to me as that's my positive voice.
Right.
So when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking, like, it's bigger than me. I got a wife. I got a daughter. I got a son. This job got to be done. There's no sleep in. I got to do this.
Yeah, and you're doing it too, man. And, you know, this is the thing, and I've told you this online before, and I'll share it again here. I mean, you know, I'm always inspired by you as well because I think, you know, it is, you know, having read your first book and now read the second book, you know, I know, you know, what it has taken for you to get here. A lot of times people just see the success and they don't know the, you know, the testimony that goes along with it. Do you think that is another thing about you, Tommy, that keeps you grounded because you know where you came from and you know what it took to get to where you are now?
Yes, 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 and I say yes so many times. I understand the things that got me to this point where I'm able to reflect back on where I come from. and I don't take none of it for granted. That's another reason why I work as hard as I work. And a lot of people only see the success part, and they wonder, like, did it come overnight, or was that luck, or did it? Nothing about that is luck. Like, my process of getting to where I'm going, like, I still got a lot of things I want to get accomplished. But when once I look back and I tell myself, I'll be like, Tommy, if you mess up today, all those years you put forth, all these years you put to writing the books, going out, speaking to the kids, you can lose all that in 30 minutes.
Right.
You done lost what you done gained, what you done worked on for 6 and 7 years. You done messed it up in 30 minutes. Like, that keep me humble. It keep me separated from a lot of people, because in order to get something you never had, you got to do something you never did and become a person you never been.
Right.
And I'm going to repeat that. In order to get something you never had, you got to do something you never did and become a person you never been. If that means separating yourself from a certain crowd, you got to do it. Becoming a different person, building your character, all that come with success. And that's why I look back on and I tell myself this a lot. Like, I talk to myself so much. I ain't the only person in the world to do it, but I have to talk to myself on a daily basis so I can understand, Tommy, where you come from. That's not, like, you don't see that too often. Like, you're one of the exceptions. You only see that every now and then where a story like mine come across. So if I mess my chances up, I just messed up for the next Tommy that's coming up. So everything I do is calculated. It's not just about me.
There you go. And that's the great thing. You know, and so is that when you reflect on the family, when you reflect on the work with the kids, when you reflect, of course, on now being a father and that comes with that, is that why you decided to do this new book? If Tommy can do it, we can do it.
That was part of it. And the other part was, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was the first part. And the second part was, my first book was more of a middle school, high school, and adult read. So I was saying, where is we losing our kids the most? And I'm looking at the most important years, second grade, third grade. We lose our kids sometime before they even make it to the middle school area.
Right.
So I reversed that. I said, let me start young. Because if I blame a child for the way that he or she act once she in high school, why am I blaming him? I mean, why am I blaming them? It started way before it. So I said, now I can catch them at a younger age, and now I can try to build and keep it going. So I said, this next book, I need to catch the kids while they're young. I want to be the new cartoon to them. I want to be that new inspiration to the kids. I want them to say, I didn't think I can do it, but when I seen Tommy, I thought I can do it now. Like, I want them to be able to see that. I want to model that to the kids. I want to limit all the excuses they have, because I want them to be saying, I was motivated by him. Since I was in elementary, I've been watching, like, how I'm 27 now, and I look up to the Bill Cosbys. Like, I watched the Fat Alberts coming up, the Kid in the Hat. I read those books coming up. Like, I can still reflect back on those books now.
Right.
All the Goosebumps books, anything that I grew up on. And I want to be in that same conversation, but it take work. I want to be that young hero. I want to be the Batman and Superman. I want to be that inspirational hero to the kids. So I said, I got to start young and make a book for the younger kids.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you've been able to do. The other thing that you mentioned in the book, we were able to get the four B's, Tommy, that I referenced earlier, but also a saying that I've heard you repeat before and is also in the book, and it's a quote about your life: I cannot walk in my future with my foot in my past. Have you found that the great thing about your past, though, is that it gives you a marker, not only, of course, to be able to gauge where you come from, but also to kind of look at, you know, and appreciate how you got to where you are today?
Yes. I cannot walk in my future with my foot in my past. It just explains to me more of how I got to let certain things go, even if it's mentality. That's the key, changing your mentality. Like, once you change a person's mentality the way that he or she think, then you able to progress in life. Like, I told a guy the other day, if you 30 years old and you still living life like you was when you was 18, you lost 12 years of your life. And he asked me, he was like, repeat that one more time, because he said, that made sense. I said, if you're 30 now and you still live life the same way you did at 18, you lost 12 years of your life. And he looked back and he was like, man, that mean that was kind of deep. But what that was telling him is you can't keep doing the same thing, asking for different results.
Right.
You can't move forward if you're stuck in this one spot where you was hurt at. You lost your family at this spot. You lost something. You lost your money. You lost your home. You lost a relationship. Anything it is that you lost at that moment, only thing you can do is let that go and move from it. But reflect to that point so you'll never get back there. But you got to let it go and move on. I'm not asking you to forget it, because that's what pushed you to the next level. You use your pain to push you to greatness. So when I say I cannot walk in my future with my foot in my past, I can't stay in one spot thinking like it's bad. I got to move forward. And, yes, that helped me get to the next level by letting it go. Because if I only thought about what everybody said about Tommy Mabry, and when people told me I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that because of my image and my background and the youth detention center and all the things that I'd never be at this point in life if I only listened to what people said I couldn't do.
Right. Yeah, that is a great lesson. You know, speaking of that, you know, one of the things you've done in the new book is that you not only tell your story, but as you said, you know, you're able to make it an activity for the kids, too, to kind of personalize it for them. You know, I thought about in just looking at those pictures, because, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So when you're just looking at the pictures that are in the back of the book, Tommy, you're able to kind of get the story without the words, kind of able to create your own narrative. Do you think one of the great things about that, what you were able to do with that, and I didn't think about it until I was actually prepping for this interview with you, is that the kid can then personalize it, because who knows how many of them have been told, you know, you're expelled or you'll never be able to do this. I mean, do you think that's been one of the great things about allowing them to personalize those final pages?
Yes, and to be honest with you, I didn't look at it from that perspective until you just brought it up. And I'm looking at it now like, you actually right. Because what I was doing was putting it there for them to be able, just the simple art of rewriting my life story. Drawing it and making your own thing, but the way you just put it, that's an extra tool to it. Like, now they're able to put their own perspective on it, and they able to live it when they drawing it. Now, Cyrus, you're kind of deep, man, because now I'm able to see my own work in a different perspective that I put it at. I'm seeing the bigger picture now as you telling me, and now they're going to help me on my next few books.
Yeah.
Because now it's just bigger than what I put there on paper. This is a lifestyle now that they putting together on paper and pencil. When they redrawing it and coloring, it's become a lot. I love it, Cyrus.
Well, you know, I just, like I said, I just thought about it because, you know, it's one thing because now, of course, they're able to kind of take it, you know, when you tell them to insert their own color, they're really now able to insert their own story, you know, and because, you know, now, you know, as they're going through the pictures, there's no names. There's no Tommy. It's just pictures. And, you know, who hasn't gone through of, you know, the time of being hurt or, you know, going through practices and, you know, and things not going well. I mean, so I think that is the great thing about it, you know, those last pages, because it kind of takes it out of Tommy's. We've heard Tommy's story. Now whose story is this? You know, whose story can this be? And I think that is the great thing about it. So with that being said, you know, I think no, and I've learned this in my life, Tommy, that no is sometimes – not yet. Sometimes, you know, there's another way. I mean, has what you've been through and what you continue to accomplish, has it caused you to look at the word no differently?
It caused me to look at no different in a different perspective, because I'm trying to make this sound seem more logical. Saying no to something, it gives you a lot of value in a certain sense, because I had to start saying no to a lot of things that made another person look at me different, but it was making me progress.
Hmm.
Because once you tell a person no about something, of course, nobody want to just hear no, but those no's is what I was able to go off of. Now, let me do it in the flip part of it. When somebody come to me with a lifestyle that I'm not going that route no more, the powerful thing that I'm doing when I tell them no is I know what I'm worth now.
Right.
I know the mistakes that I can make now, and it hurt my family. It hurt everybody that was pushing me forward. Like, that word no means a lot. But when somebody tell me, no, Tommy, you can't accomplish this, no, Tommy, you can't accomplish that, now that's fuel to the fight. Like, I take no right now. If anybody tell me no, I'm going to keep going. I can hear 1,000 no's, but that one yes is what I'm looking for. And if it takes me the rest of my life to find that one yes, I'll do it. That's some great odds.
Right.
To me, that's some great odds. 100 no's looking for one yes, I live with those odds. I keep going for that. Because everybody ain't going to support what you're doing.
Right.
Everybody ain't going to be a yes into everything that you're doing. But you got it. Let's go back to my 4Bs. How far are you willing to go? Because at the end of the day, it's your dream. It's not Cyrus' dream to make Tommy be phenomenal. Cyrus don't have to wake up in the morning and say, well, how can I push Tommy's dream? No, it's Tommy's dream. Now,
right.
I can motivate Tommy to keep going, but what happens when Cyrus stopped motivating Tommy? What happens? Like, how do Tommy keep going?
Right.
So that's what I have to ask myself. Like, I can't wait on you to push me. I can't wait on the world to motivate me. It got to be self. That's one of my 4Bs, confident. You got to have self-confidence to hear those no's and keep moving.
Here we go. So well put, man, and it's so true, I think, for all of us, regardless of where we are and what we want to be, I think, as well. Again, everyone, Tommy Mabry is our guest. His new book is If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It. It's a great way to be able to look at Tommy's life, and then, as he said, you know, to be able to reach a larger audience, a younger audience along the way, and to share with them, of course, the importance of going for their best self. I mean, to be able to do the things that are great for themselves, to be confident, as we talked about, to be determined, be motivated, and the last thing is to be yourself. So, Tommy, what advice would you give our listening audience about that? About, you know, you mentioned something really good earlier, and that is, you know, it's not about looking and trying to be the next this person or that person. You know, what would you say to them about the importance of just being the best of who they were created to be?
Being yourself. Being yourself is one of the top 4Bs that I live off. And I look at it, and I don't want to be religious, biblical, any way anybody want to put it. But my principles are, if God made me to be a certain way, he gave me a certain gift. If I'm not trying to perfect that gift, then I'm losing the reason that he put me on this earth. Like, my purpose was supposed to be this. But I'm so caught up on looking at somebody else's lifestyle and trying to mold my own life into that lifestyle. Like, and I use this with the kids a lot. It's, Lil Wayne is great because Lil Wayne doing what Lil Wayne was set out to do. Now, I'm listening to his music or Jordan or the LeBron James. Those guys are only great because they doing what they were supposed to be doing. LeBron is getting paid what he's supposed to be doing. But I can't go outside and say that I'm LeBron James and I'm going to buy his shoes and I'm going to play just like LeBron. And I'm going to live my life just like that because that's what I want to do. But my life wasn't my purpose. Yeah, it looked good. He makes a lot of money. But until you want to perfect what you was put on this earth to do, it's going to take you to be yourself to do it. You don't want to live the rest of your life marking somebody else.
Right.
Because now when I'm not Lil Wayne, I'm not LeBron, I'm not none of these people, but when I'm Tommy Mabry, I'm great.
Exactly.
Like, once I'm doing what Tommy Mabry's supposed to be doing, I'm great.
That's so
my advice to you is, whatever it is that you do in the world, do it with all you got. And don't let nobody second guess your dream. Don't never let a person put a worth on you. Like, nobody should have to tell me, Tommy, you worth this much, or Tommy, you worth that much. No, I set my limits. Like, nobody could set limits for me. That's self, because I already know what I'm worth.
There you go. And that's the thing for all of us to be able to learn. Again, everyone, If Tommy Can Do It, We Can Do It is the new book. It's already an Amazon.com bestseller. So make sure you guys head over to Amazon and get it for yourself. Tommy, how can our listeners stay connected with you and find out what's coming up next for you, man?
My Instagram and Facebook page, I'm very active on that, which is Arthur Tommy Mabry. That's my social site. Arthur Tommy Mabry is my Facebook and Instagram. My website is www.tommymabry.com. My email is TommyMabry@yahoo.com. That's Tommy with an I-E instead of a Y. M-A-B-R-Y, TommyMabry.com, author Tommy Mabry. And I'm very active on the social site, so I reply back to everything that comes to me.
All right, Tommy. Well, man, continue blessings to you, man. Thank you so much for the time. And look, looking forward to staying connected with you, man.
Cyrus, man, I'm very thankful for being around you, man. Every time I watch you on the Facebook or anytime I'm seeing, hearing somebody talk about you, I'm giving them the thumbs up. Like I was talking to a guy, what's his name, Marcelo, the guy, he a promoter.
Right, yeah. Echo, yeah.
Echo. He was telling me the other day when I bumped into him, he was like, man, Cyrus this, man. He helping me with the book. He want me to go and write the book. And just him telling me that you pushing him to write this book. And I was telling him, like, man, anytime Cyrus touch something, man, it's going to move because he do it with everything he got. So once he told me that, man, I'm like, you in good hands, man. And I'm going to always say that anytime I see you doing something, man, it don't even have to be benefiting you. You connect to help other people, man. And that was when I first read, you were the first person I reached out to. I said, let me call Cyrus because I know if anything, he would be for me.
Yeah.
And so, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. It's been a pleasure to be back on your show anytime you need me, man. I'm a call away. I love you, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that, man. It goes both ways for sure, man. Keep up the great work for sure. Keep on inspiring those lives, man. It definitely is making a difference. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more to come at the bottom of the hour, so you guys definitely stay with us. If you're joining us online, though, we are going to lose you guys. So if you came in late, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. We tagged Tommy there, so make sure you guys stay connected with him. And again, get the book. If Tommy can do it, we can do it. It is already at Amazon.com, top 100 bestseller on the Kindle site, so make sure you guys definitely pick that up. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.